Voters came to the rescue of the Nashville Fairgrounds and Speedway in a referendum 4 years ago. Now its future has become a concern in the mayor's race. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
David Fox and Megan Berry speak similarly about the fairgrounds, which is home to races, a monthly flea market, and the annual state fair. But it's how they've arrived at their stances that make it a campaign issue. That's because Berry, while on Metro Council, voted to tear down and redevelop the property before voters chose to keep it. It's a vote that Fox has seized on.
There's a clear mandate now to have an improved and modernized fairgrounds and speedway. And as I look at the various challenges for the next term, the fun one, this is going to be the fun one. Because people have spoken. This is what they want.
Fox has also repeatedly pressed Berry to explain her vote. She says her thinking was to relocate the racetrack to a better property while using its 117 acres to lure a business to town. Now, though, her stance doesn't sound all that different from Fox.
That facility needs some upgrades. Now that the voters have spoken, that's what a mayor does. You say, voters have spoken, now we're going to implement what voters want.
It's just one campaign issue, but there's been a number of fairgrounds-related endorsements. Berry has the backing of the Vendors Association. Fox has support from the Speedway president, some drivers, and several fairgrounds preservationists. Neither candidate would commit to a specific plan or price tag to upgrade the fairgrounds. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.